The History and Topography of Ireland. After Gerald of Wales. Part 11. Barnacles that are born of the fir tree and their nature.
There are many birds here that are called barnacles, which nature, acting against her own laws, produces in a wonderful way. These birds are incubated on fallen logs at the river's edge. The birds cling onto the log by their beaks, and the rest of their body grows inside a shell. Once developed, the bird slips off, either into the running water of the river or by flight. With my own eyes, I have seen thousands of these creatures growing under logs on the riverbank. The birds are not seen to make nests or lay eggs, and we can thus conclude they regenerate asexually, feeding off the log and perhaps filtering the water like mollusks. What is clear is that the fine balance of nature is evidenced by these unusual birds. Recent conservation reports have shown that the fall in the numbers of these species may be linked to the drastic deforestation of the island. For a log to have fallen, it must first have grown. And if land is stripped of trees, then rivers too will capture less in the way of logs. The barnacle bird may have chosen a vulnerable niche to build its species in. And it is possible that this bird will pass out of existence altogether. And what then for the bird? And what then for the words that are written about it? If it ceases to exist, will the very report I have written seem far-fetched and without basis in reality? Is existence the only final proof? And is extinction the final refutation? The barnacle bird may someday be no more than an appealing fancy and dismissed. But will this dismissal too be another form of extinction? The next great mass dismissal, as one fancy after another passes away into whimsy. For now, the barnacle bird is proof resolute of its own being, and certain monks have been known to enjoy the eating of the barnacles immensely, describing the taste as a mixture of quail and clam. Myself, I have found the barnacles to be of a somewhat upsetting flavour and can only consume them when they are fried in very strong garlic.
You have been listening to the History and Topography of Ireland. Enjoy your day.